American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has suspended his presidential campaign and endorsed Donald Trump. Here's AFN's Chad Groening with more.
Kennedy made the blockbuster announcement in Phoenix, saying that the Democratic Party, quote, waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself and ran a sham primary. During a news conference, Kennedy said one issue that contributed to his decision was the war between Russia and Ukraine.
President Trump says that he will reopen negotiations with President Putin and end the war overnight as soon as he becomes president. This alone would justify my support for his campaign.
Gary Bauer is chairman of the Campaign for Working Families.
I think it might mean 1 or 2 points for Trump in states like Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan. And given how close the polling is in all those states, that 1 or 2 points could make the difference of Donald Trump winning a second term in the White House.
Robert Knight is a conservative activist and a columnist for the Washington Times.
One of the Democrats' worst nightmares would be if RFK drops out of the race and endorses President Trump, because it would bring a lot of people in to the Trump camp that wouldn't be there ordinarily. Nobody knows what RFK's 5% of voters are going to do, but if they are unified toward the Republican ticket, that would be a very big boost for Donald Trump.
I'm Chad Groening.
Kamala Harris accepted the Democrat Party's nomination for president at the Democratic National Convention last night. AFR talk show host Jenna Ellis called the Democrat National Convention the demonic National Convention and said Harris's speech was delivered well, but
as in all of her bloviating about policy and how she's going to protect the vote and this is all pro-democracy, remember, because this is all about joy and ensuring that, you know, America persists as a democracy. They don't recognize that we're a constitutional republic, of course. She didn't actually earn any votes. I mean, this is the candidate who has been propped up by a coup from the Democrat Party that they're going around their process to just throw Joe Biden out in the dumpster in the back.
She said Brit Hume of Fox News made the comment of the night on Harris's speech. Here's part of his remarks.
It is also the case that she composed, through statements she's made and things she supported, a pretty radical record. In fact, she described herself as a radical. That's all now to be set aside. We should forget all those things. This woman we thought was kind of a silly person and a kind of a giggling lightweight is presented now as Mamala and this wonderful family woman.
Ellis went on to say some among the Democrats are buying it. Kamala Harris still hasn't said anything specific about her policies, and if the Democratic National Convention is any indication, abortion is going to be front and center. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
Planned Parenthood was welcomed to the United Center in Chicago to perform free on-site chemical abortions and vasectomies. Protesters dressed up as abortion pills. Almost every speaker, certainly every woman speaker, talked about restoring the right to kill their offspring in the womb. Sandy Rios of the Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast told the Today's Issues crew the proceedings felt demonic to her.
We are actually feeling the flames of hell. I've never seen anything like it. In all my years of fighting this, I've never seen anything so horrible.
Democrats, you may remember, were quick to ridicule GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance when he said the Democrat Party is run by childless cat ladies. Rio says the description was spot on.
What are we talking about here? If we're encouraging abortion and then we're also encouraging men to have vasectomies, what is that but childless? What is that but encouraging doing away with children?
She was asked what Democrats have against families.
What they have against is God. Whatever God loves, they hate. And even if they don't know it, they're serving the prince of this world, Satan himself, Lucifer. That is their God. That is their king.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
That's all our time for now. Find more news online at afn.net. I'm Robert Thornton.